traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
She was just a part of the house, and now she's my girlfriend.
Remember, I asked you in that one of those first vlogs. I was like, "You ever gonna?"
Oh, I remember that.
And you were like, "That's gross. That's my sister."
My sister. Well, I ended up my sister. So what do you know?
Worn purple before today?
I have never wore purple until today, and we both somehow ended up wearing purple. You guys know I wear black every day.
I'm wearing this shirt that says Suns in 4. I don't give a shit about the Suns. I just like the guy that pummeled that other man half to death and then said, Suns in 4! Suns in 4!
Great uppercut, man.
Barstool sent me this shirt. Barstool
Sports. Oh, really?
Yeah, they sent
me Maverick Athletics sent me this shirt. Oh, yeah, I own that company.
That was an alley-oop on the Barstool thing.
Oh, thank you. Barstool Sportsbook, download it. Make sure you place all your bets for sports on the Barstool Sportsbook. I'm a Penn ambassador, so it feels good to be part of Barstool Sports and Dave Portnoy. Anyways, yeah, no, I'm wearing purple because this is the tightest shit I ever wore, if I'm being honest with you. Like
cuts off your circulation?
Nah, coolest. You know, like Caleb, zoom in here. It's soft. What is this material? I'm not good
cotton.
At
reverse
it's
cotton.
It's reverse fleece?
Nah, it's reverse fleece, and Mr. Beast DM'd me.
He did?
Yeah, out of the blue, he said, Maverick Athletics hits different.
He said that?
Wait, a nice rebrand. Way to go.
That's better than a sellout. That's big. Mr. Beast stamp of approval.
Dude, he said Maverick Athletics hits different. I mean.
Isn't that crazy? His like come up is insane. He started and he was doing like Logan Paul 24
hours.
Yeah, he would say your name and then now like you feel like cool when he says your shit.
He's what we call the YouTube goat.
Yeah.
He's godly.
It looks comfortable. It looks like the inside of a sock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like your feet are all cozy and you're like, why can't the rest of the world?
It's extremely comfortable, Georgie. Yeah, we only hit here at Maverick Clothing. But someone else who's hitting a lot right now is our guest today. I mean, this kid's on fire.
Fire!
This kid is straight up on fire. And I actually don't have an intro written for him.
Come up with one on the spot. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the king of acting sus. He has pissed off your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. He just beat the living shit out of FaZe Rugg in a basketball game yesterday. He is my illegitimate son, and he is the king of the fucking internet right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Aiden fucking Ross, let's go!
That wasn't written?
Nope. Right off the top, baby.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Hello.
What's up, baby?
Hold on. How do I put this on?
I mean, the headphones. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Just over the ears.
Is this your first day on Earth?
I'm not.
Over the ears. Yeah, you got it.
Fire. This is good, right?
Boy.
You
good?
Cool.
Turn me up a little bit. Say that. You have to say that when you wear headphones like that in the booth.
What?
Turn me up a little bit.
Turn me up and
turn it up a little bit. Louder.
Hey, you know what you know what I noticed? You two kind of sounded like you sound like he probably sounded when you were his age, right? And Banks too. Like the rasp in your voice.
I get that all the time.
Why?
The drugs.
What? Do you do drugs?
No, I don't.
He don't do drugs. Oh, God damn. The one thing I said was no heroin.
Oh, heroin.
That's his go-to for me.
I'm a sick fuck. I make a lot of humor, dark humor jokes. And, you know, I just, yeah.
Well, you're the king of sauce.
Well, yeah, you know, but I also have some dark humor to me as well. But yeah, the king of sauce, that's my thing.
Well,
sure.
Look, dude, obviously you're sicko, so are we. Thanks for joining us here
on
Impulsive.
Yeah,
of course, brother, of course. Last time I saw you, we were in Miami.
Yep, we did that stream.
Sitting in your hotel room.
Yep.
On a laptop that, by the way, wasn't even plugged in.
No. Remember it was about to die?
Dude, there's 150,000 people watching this kid live. And by the way, I don't, I'm still like perplexed because I thought Twitch was for games. Right, people play games, professional
right,
gamers.
Right.
And then you go on there and pretty much just do what we're doing, right? Have a podcast.
That's exactly what I, yeah.
But people give a fuck about that way more than this bullshit that we're doing right
now. Well, I wouldn't say that. I just think it's different. I think it's more of just like a new generation's on Twitch. The kids are on Twitch. The high school, the middle schoolers, they're all on Twitch, you know? So it's kind of like I'm combining the rap culture and gaming into one thing. It's kind of weird. It's kind of cool. And then I eventually want to branch out and do other stuff that has to do with rap and stuff. So,
well, you just told me one thing.
You want
to rap? I'm going to I have a vlog channel. I just don't like vlogging, man. I just don't like it. It's just very weird to me. You know, you have to act crazy. Like, you just have to have this character. Whenever you just have to have, like, be somebody. I feel like you're 100% not.
I know what you're saying, man.
You know what I mean? Like,
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
100%.
But, like, you killed YouTube. Like, why did you stop it? Honestly, why did you stop YouTube?
Because it sucked.
You know what I mean?
It sucked.
It's not you.
100%.
It's just, like, not your authentic self.
Yeah.
For you guys both do it, don't you?
I love YouTube.
He loves doing it.
But I feel like it's different for you because you have a cameraman. You have a cameraman too, right?
Yeah.
It's different.
How close would you say I am on my shit versus normal?
What does that mean?
Like, how close am I to my vlogs?
See, you're good at that. I'm not good at that. You're good at being like, I would say you're about 90% yourself. Close.
I would have said the same.
Yeah, yeah, like, you're good at that. See, I just couldn't do that. It's not me. I'm a streamer, bro. That's just what I like to do. So, but you know, it's cool. I got the Aiden Live channel anyway. So it's like all my Twitch stuff is all going onto this channel. And it's just for people that, the YouTube audience, you know what I mean? So I'm going from YouTube. Technically.
So you're done with YouTube, by the way.
So yeah, my Aiden Ross channel is going to be my music videos I have. I have a lot of collaborations confirmed. So I'll be making music on there.
Oh,
so.
You're really rapping.
Yeah, I'm going to actually take it seriously.
Okay, so there comes a point in every creator's life where they decide, yeah, I'm going to do music now. Works out for some people.
Yeah.
KSI.
Bella Porch.
Yep.
Doesn't work out for other people.
I will not say a name. Me either. Right. I will not fucking do it. I will not.
Anyway, I'm just going to say it. Are you good?
Yes.
You're good?
Yes.
How come you haven't started rapping and you started with the streaming first?
Well, which cameras do I look? This one?
That one.
So yeah, I mean, I've just been, you know, building up my portfolio, I guess is what you could say. I've been building it up right now, like just trying to, you know, build everything to its strongest peak. But now I'm at the point where I'm ready. You know, I dropped a snippet on my Aiden Live channel. Everyone wanted me to drop that song. It's with Sheck West. We're going to work on that. Sheck just landed in LA. So I'm actually going to start working on it probably in the next day or so. It'll be, you know, done. We're going to shoot a video. I basically, you know, the cool thing about it is a lot of these rappers are really cool. Like friendly, like they're really good people. They're cool people. So I'm building friendships with them. And then I wouldn't want to make a song with somebody I don't have a friendship. So I'm going to make songs and music with the people that I've developed friendships with. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
He freestyles on his Twitch streams right now. You did a little cipher with Ski the other day with Ski Mask.
Oh yeah, my Ski.
You actually crushed that.
My
one.
Ski freestyle, my AMP one, the R&B one. So I have like a good sound in my voice. So I'm curious what it's gonna be like with all of like the, you know, with all of like the engineering and stuff behind all that.
Sick.
Yeah.
You could dry it out so that way you could keep your original sound if you like it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm just gonna, I'm gonna fuck around. You know, whatever sound is the best, I'm gonna keep.
The only freestyles I've seen you do, they pop up on my TikTok. I mean, you know, Mike said you're the king of sus, right? And I hope I don't say some shit that I get canceled for, because it's happened in the past. You know, I said one thing one time, like a verbiage slip, right? And the LGBTQ community came after me, right? It buried me.
Yeah.
How come they're not burying you?
That's a great question.
Like what?
So, a few things I'll add on. I'm not really offending anybody. I mean, I can't say that though, because that is pretty ignorant to say, but I'm not, it's not like I'm purposely saying, yo, everybody from that community, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like I'm not digging them in like a hole and I'm not like, kind of just being threatening in a way.
It's not like a negative connotation.
It's not at all. Yeah. You know, I feel like, and look, also, let me just add this in before I forget it. I'm looking for a charity right now. I'm speaking with people. I'm donating 10% of my Twitch revenue every month to that community.
Oh, cool.
To the LGBTQ.
So you're just paying them off. You could even name the vowels that came with the, yeah, that community, the AWB, the alphabet community.
Well, the reason why I'm scared to do that is because this one time I was talking about, you know, donating my revenue. And I just said the LG community and people were trying to like give me shit for just saying
that's
me like
flip
that.
Phone.
Yeah.
The LG community.
But no, I know it's LG.
Samsung, Motorola.
I think the thing that he's learned early is like no matter what you say and how you say it, somebody's going to be pissed off at you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
like, no matter what.
Aiden's been very unapologetic from the fucking start. And I think when you set that as the bedrock and the tone for your brand, it carries with you.
He been unapologetic?
Well, there's been, you've been attacked on it for a bunch of things that you've done. Like, you've gotten in trouble for, you got some shit for the thing with, what's his name, with the basketball player?
Who?
Or what was it again? You've gotten some shit from someone.
What happened?
I don't fucking know. But you've gotten
about the rapper, right?
Well, with Polo, you got some shit with that.
Then I had something to do with Young and Ace and Julio Fulio's thing.
Yeah,
I saw the Polo thing.
Yeah.
What happened with the Polo thing? Sorry, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Well,
You just don't know. Yeah, no, it's okay. I mean, you know, I did this video for Ziaz and Bilo where they were reacting to Polo's, you know, song. And, you know, we were freestyling and I said some sus freestyle or whatever. That's for fun or whatever. And then he was cool with it in the studio. And then I commented like on Instagram, Polo is so fine. And then he got mad at that. And I tried, you know, I've tried squashing and reaching out, but.
Oh, he's for real mad?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Why did you just beef with one of the best rappers right now? Not a good start to enter the rap community.
You know what? It's like, I didn't mean to. And like, I feel like he was laughing at the studio. So I thought like, yeah, I'll just throw one more thing right here. Like, why not? And then. It just escalated.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Are you reading the room or you just don't give a fuck?
It's just like, you know, okay, here's how I look at it. A lot of kids that are like in my age group, like high school, like I feel like my content is for people like who are in high school. Honestly, I do. I feel like middle school, high school, like majority high school, obviously older people as well. But like, I have like dark humor. I have like a humor that's like, you know, like when you're with your boys and you like will say some sus shit to them in high school. That's just how it is. Like, that's how I am. So it's like.
Every guy's like that. I think we're just too big of pussies to be saying shit like online. You know, like I mean, we have a good thing that I was like, man, that I got online when we fucked. Like everybody says shit because we don't fucking mean it. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we say shit all the time. And that's, I'm actually kind of pulling back on that because from Andrew Schultz's perspective, he doesn't apologize because it's a joke.
No, it is. Yeah.
It's a joke. It's not meant to be taken seriously.
Well, the internet's soft as hell right now.
Yeah.
And by
but
the way,
you can't say right now it's going to be that
way.
No,
it's going to be.
That's what the internet is.
By the way, the situation I was bringing up was the Myers-Leonard situation.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was bringing up before.
Okay.
But the internet is soft, but I also think that you're starting to see a little bit of a rebound. I think we talk about this all the time. Because it comes in waves. The wave goes far. For the past 5 to 10 years, the wave's been way left. And now I think the left, the semi-conservative left, they're even getting tired as fuck of the bullshit.
Okay.
They're like, yo, we're not even here for this. We're on the left, but we're not even here for this shit anymore. And so you're starting to see some more of that outspoken, zany, jokery be allowed or happen unapologetically, like Andrew Schultz, Tim Dillon, fucking those guys.
And so I think their audience, they like love it, bro.
Right.
They love it. When I was watching him perform, my balls hurt, bro. Cause I was like, oh, he's fucked. Somebody's gonna kill him. Like, but they were just laughing. Like nobody gave a fuck because they realize it's just a joke.
Yeah, I don't mean no harm in anything. You know, I love everybody. I love, you know, anybody that's whatever color or whatever sexuality, whatever religion you are. I love everybody, seriously. So, you know, I mean, Mike knows, you live with me. I don't even like to call my fans fans. I call them like, they're like my family. They're my community. I just don't like doing that because, and I'm not, you know, anybody, I'm not throwing shade, but I look at that word as just like, it's like a negative connotation to things. Like I actually genuinely fuck with the people who watch me because, you know, there's been incidents where people will pull up to the house or, you know, I'll catch up with them on Melrose or Fairfax and I'll have like a 10-15 minute conversation with them just about their life.
You fuck with people who pull up to your house?
It depends.
That's like the one thing that I'm like, don't fucking come to
my
house.
Yeah, but I hate it, but at the same time, it's like, what can you do? You know what I mean? Like
not show up at the house would be the answer.
I'll tell you.
No,
well,
tell
now
you.
They
tell
won't
you.
Anymore because we're 24/7.
Oh yeah.
So
well,
it's a wrap.
Just don't feed into it. Is the thing. Like that's why you mentioned having conversations with people who show up at your house. You know, I used to do that at 1600. Like I did it. And then I was like, oh my God, this is my fault. 100% my fault. I have not set a boundary up. And eventually I'm sure you'll get to a point where you'll want to cherish that part of your life that you're going to want.
Well, yeah, I'm so new to this. You know, I'm just
How old are you, by the way?
20.
Bro, you're young as fuck.
A baby.
Wise.
My son.
Wise for your age.
You can definitely buy drinks. You look like you could buy drinks.
Only in Mexico.
Where'd you grow up?
I was born in Florida at a young age.
How young of an age were you born at?
No, my bad. I was gonna say something else in that sentence.
I'm just kidding.
I just stuttered. So I was born in Florida, and at a young age, I moved to New York. Then I moved to Cali, then back to New York, then back to Cali, and then back to Florida. So all over the place.
Yeah. So then where does this like entertainer come from in you?
I just always play video games, and like I've always, you know, just been like kind of someone who gets so like focused and, you know, like just in it to where I'm like reacting like funny, like raging. Like if I start with raging, like I just don't play games anymore. So I can't really rage. It's not like I'm going to sit there with a rapper and just be like getting mad at like, you know what I mean? Like, so when gaming fucking sucks right now, there's like three good games out right now. Warzone, you know,
GTA
and like Minecraft. If you follow those.
Fortnite's RIP.
Oh, it's so shit.
Damn.
Fuck Fortnite. Yeah, that's right. But like, if I had a good game like that, bro, I would be happy as fuck just playing that every day. But anyways, that's another topic. But yeah, so that's kind of like my orientation, I guess you could say.
We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us. Blue Chew. Thank you. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. It's an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. Blue Chew Sildenafil and Tadalafil, they're chewable, and so they're made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We have a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code Logan at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Logan to receive your first month free, and we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Now back to the program.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So you have a super charismatic personality, right? And I mean, people can almost feel that through the screen. And you mentioned like hanging out with all these rappers and stuff. And I found that a lot of people in Hollywood aren't who you think they're going to be, right? They say like, don't meet your heroes.
It sucks.
And you meet some of these people in real life and they're dry, they're dull.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in the hip hop community, I felt like as I've progressed on my journey are really just kind of playing the role of like the cool rapper.
They got to play their role.
They have to. It is who they portray themselves to be.
Yeah, for sure.
But often behind the scenes, I wouldn't find myself like vibing with them. Like I wouldn't like hang out with them.
I know what you mean.
Just because they're trying to be cool, or at least like living in that space too much. And I'm, you know, over the top. I'm loud. I'm friendly. I'm in your face. And they're the opposite. Do you ever run into that?
A couple rappers I've on the DM and stuff. I'm not going to drop names, but yeah, for sure. I've talked to, but there's a lot of ones that I can, you know, develop a good friendship with. Like for example, I didn't even know this is my most recent collaboration, Ski Mask.
Oh my God.
Bro, he's
the
probably
night, him, Scheme, and
Cole Bennett
are three of the
people.
Nicest people that I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah. Cole Bennett's nice.
phenomenal. He's the best, like he's the nicest.
He's the best
of all of them.
Yeah, he is.
The most humble, nicest people that I've ever talked to.
He
in
changed
this city,
the game
up.
Like crazy.
Oh yeah, he did. For sure. I love Cole. You
like
know,
crazy.
Cole is such a good guy.
You like, gotta get him to direct one of your music videos.
Of course.
He got snubbed for Director of the Year at BET Awards on Sunday night.
I saw that.
They gave it to Bruno fucking Mars.
I'm sorry.
Over,
what?
Yes.
I'm sorry. What did you
Bruno
say?
Bruno Mars like guest directed. I don't know what the fuck happened there, but Cole Bennett makes careers. He like Scheme said it on Twitter. He man. Breaks motherfuckers out. Like that's a legend.
That's what he does.
That's what he gets. And he gets dissed at that award show every fucking.
It's not right. It's not right. Cole definitely got snubbed. But yeah, like he was saying, I didn't know that I was that Ski was gonna be the person he was. You could feel people's energy.
Yeah, 100%.
Like Logan, from you, from my first like encounter with you, yeah. I could tell that you've done this shit for so long. Mm-hmm. You already know kind of what you're doing, but at the same time, you're still a human. Like I could get it from you. Like I could feel that you have a human vibe. There's a lot of people that you go around, they feel, I feel like they don't even have souls. I swear to God. Like, you know what I mean?
Why do you keep looking at me when you're saying that? Like you were directed here and you know, there's people that they don't even have any fucking souls.
I've never done a fucking podcast where
you're doing
it's like,
great.
No, I know
that like, I love this podcast shit. I think, you know, it's dope, shit. But I'm just, what?
You can become a podcaster too?
Who knows?
You kind of already do it.
Let me take Mike Spoffy stabs you in the back.
Like, again. That's the new thing. Last chance or Aiden Ross
need,
is the new
one. You need the young blood.
I give it 1 month.
Yeah.
You'll be back here in this seat. sure. Nah, that's why I was confused when I came on your show and you're just like talking to me like this.
Yeah.
And I guess the medium is important, right? Because the demographic that you attract primarily uses Twitch.
Yeah. Right?
But how did you start? Did you have viral moments of you just chatting, as I guess as they call it on Twitch?
For sure.
That popped off.
Oh yeah. 100%.
What were they?
Viral moments, like, are you talking about before? Like,
talk about the journey a little bit.
You went through
2K, Bronny, like, talk about all of
it. I'll explain all that stuff. So, yeah, this is all started my senior year. I've always wanted to be a streamer ever since I was like 15 years old, which is crazy. So, like, sophomore, junior, whatever that is. But senior year is when I really took it seriously. You know, my dad at that time, he was going through some financial problems. So, you know, he was living check by check. And I begged him, I was like, Dad, get this high speed internet. Trust me. Like, I'll get all the equipment. I bus tables at a restaurant. For a summer, I saved up money to buy equipment, bought myself equipment. My dad was like, fuck it. It was just funny. My dad went through like 3 cards to try to give me this internet. He declined. And then he finally got one. My dad always believed in me from the jump. Always, you know, everyone else, my aunts, grandparents, go to college, you know, but my dad was just the
believer. He's a believer.
Yeah, from the jump. So he deserves the world. And yeah, that's dope. But nah, so I, senior year, I was just, you know, senior is like, you're supposed to have fun, yeah, you know, go to, you know, all these dances and all these events. I never did any of that stuff. I just stayed home and streamed. I skipped prom. I skipped a bunch of like
major.
Are
you serious?
Yeah. Damn. I was just so determined.
You really dedicated yourself to it.
Did a 12-hour stream. I was going to skip my own graduation, but my dad was like, okay, nah, you got to go to that one. So
don't make me cut this internet shit off.
So, and then after that, I moved to LA with my sister. And my parents went to Florida. They got back together. They were divorced. They both remarried and they divorced their remarried people, got back together, went to Florida.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did they divorce other people and then got back together?
Yep, they had like this whole plan. And yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, I get it. They were like, yo, marry somebody else, don't have a prenup. Fuck them up, come back together. And then we spend their money.
Do you know how much internet we can get, dude, if we do this right?
Dude, we could get high speed.
1G up, 1G down, baby.
So yeah, I went with my sister, grinding in this cooped up apartment. It was right by the Grove.
Beverly Center? Broadcast Center.
Right next to Air One.
Yeah.
That's where he started.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, actually
by the way, that's not grinding it out. It's a pretty fucking nice place to live.
It is.
But you were with your family.
My sister, yeah. I was in a cooped up apartment, just streaming 8 hours a day, playing 2K, reading chat, raging, just being myself in front of a couple hundred viewers. And then it just, you know, progressed. And then eventually I'm averaging 1,000, 1,500 viewers. And then all of a sudden I get hit up to join this team. It's called AE. It's just like this 2K community. You guys know what it is. It's a little 2K community thing. I join it. You know, a bunch of other creators in there. The first legend, like it was the first guy who basically hit like the master like ranking in that game, invited me. I joined it. I was one of the leaders. And then Bronny happened to be there, being there. And then I left AE, I think like 2 weeks later. The clan was just like a thing like where everyone could join. It just wasn't a real clan. It was just like more of a community thing. Mm. So left that. Me and Bronny happened to become really good friends. And then we played this crazy wager versus this guy named Tysino. Went crazy. I talked to LeBron. That was like my first viral moment right there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
That was my first viral moment.
In person or through like the
Headset, yeah. Which was just so cool.
Yeah.
After we won the wager, it was like a $2,000, $4,000 wager, I forgot, which was a lot of money to me at the time, you know?
Still is a lot of money.
And again, guys, this is like literally only a year ago, which is the sickest part.
What the fuck? And how did you keep yourself so grounded, if you don't mind me asking?
I've just been around a lot of shit, bro. You know, I've experienced a lot. I've just learned a lot quick. I just learned really quick. Like, I'll go through certain shit. I'll just like understand like, no, that's not good. This is good. Go down this path. That's not good. Okay. So go down this path. Like, I'm just really good at like finding like,
Damn, you know. I wish I could have done that. Way to go.
He's also
man.
Got some great mentors around.
As of right now, I'm living in the best creator house I could have possibly, you know, been in. And you know, it's crazy.
He's got two odd dads.
A month in, somebody really wanted to start a fucking creator house with me. They expected me to go behind their back. Backstab Mike Banks Rice.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, to just make my own house, Team Aiden or some shit. It was just funny to me. No, so then after that,
he does that every episode. Once per episode.
I'll do a little switch.
Why do you do that?
By the way, if you're watching this, do a montage, please, of every spin and post
done.
It on Twitter, please.
It's been done.
Oh, is it already
I just
done?
Get uncomfortable. Yeah.
Oh, are you comfy
balls
now?
Balls get sweaty.
Yeah. They are. Okay. Are you uncomfortable?
I'm no, comfy.
He's you noticed we didn't give you a seat back.
I'm good. I'm just very, very sore because of my 1v1 yesterday.
Do you want my chair?
It's okay, babe.
What was a 1v1?
Against Rug. House of Highlights, Bleacher Report set it up.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
You beat FaZe Rug in a basketball game.
Yeah.
And I mean, everybody thought you were losing. Yeah. Banks bet me, was it 20 racks?
Yeah, your own money.
I took the bet. But I told him you were going to win. I bet
Banks, so Banks owes me money. Banks owes me like $5,000.
Damn,
he's an idiot.
He's coming on.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
If you were always streaming, how did you have time to practice playing basketball? Like, so why? How are you
just
good at things?
I played a bit in high school, and I just always had a good shot. Like, I was just really good at shooting. Hmm. So I just practiced in high school. Oh yeah. So let me just continue this story real quick. So played 2K for a little bit longer. Gets down to about when PS5 comes out. The game is shit, dog shit. Fucking 2K, fix your fucking game. It's so horrible. Damn. You fucking scam your fucking. Your buyers every fucking year.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Your pieces of shit. Fix your game, bro. People are trying to make careers out of this shit. Don't just do this shit for money, which you guys do. It's really wrong. Fuck you guys, you scam artists.
Ronnie is pissed.
Anyways, we're gonna talk about the trend I made. So at this time, going into the PS5, I'm averaging like 5,000 viewers.
Yeah.
10,000 viewers, basically depending on the night. Okay, because it's a brand new game. You know, everyone wants to watch a brand new game. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the top streamers. The 2K community is very small. So I am sitting there playing this PS5 shit. It's dog shit. I make a hashtag, trends number one worldwide. Make 2K fun again. They get so mad at me. They snatch my logo, which is like verification in the game.
Yep.
They snatch my logo, basically say, fuck you. We're not working with you, whatever. And it's all because I had to start this trend, make 2K fun again. The game is dog shit. They basically, they got kids to buy this PS5, this brand new game, which was like $70 with the VC. You have to buy the virtual currency to upgrade your player. And the game was broken. You couldn't even play it. It was literally broken. It would lag every time you get in. So I was like, yo, I got to start this track. Like, how are you guys dumb? You can't fix your game. I had to do this shit. So did that. Whatever. I left the 2K community. start off these E-dates. And that's when you kind of figured out about me.
Yep.
And that's when I met Rice through E-dates. I would get a girl on, host a date show. Really fun, really
E-dates?
Awkward.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I just kept getting these messages every day. Let Lana go on E-dates. Right. Let Lana go on E-dates. And I was like, what is this E-date shit? And I was on, when I first started like fucking around and I put it on, I was like, this kid's fucking hilarious, dude.
Oh, you let's talk about this for a second.
And again, it's just for me and the viewers. Is it you are going on a date you're hosting?
I'm hosting.
So you find them and match them?
I've always had a girl, you know, during my whole entire journey. So I'm never disloyal or anything. But if I were to be on the date, you know, my girl at that time would have probably been like really jealous. So I just never wanted to fuck around with that. But anyway, so I would host. I'd be like, I would host, get very funny, you know, people to be on my show, guys, and then just have like one girl. And then like they would all compete, and then there's only one winner at the end. I would do like process elimination. That's tight.
It was like a bootleg Bachelor.
It was just raw and just so funny. Like everyone would just curse each other out. It was just so awesome.
I kind of want to watch this.
Yeah.
Can we still watch this?
Oh yeah, they're all up there.
Are you gonna continue this series or no?
For sure. I wanna definitely bring it back. I'm gonna probably bring it back. But I'm at the point.
I'm surprised how much you've gotten done. So you're a very hard worker, bro.
In like
you
have a year and a half.
Yeah, if something's not working, I'll just switch it up. You know what I mean? I just want to switch it the fuck up. So 2K wasn't working, got on E-dates. And then I'm going to explain after E-dates kind of got dried out what I did. So, but for real quick, I want to add in. I remember I DM'd this guy, come on my E-date show. Even you could be on it. And you didn't respond to my
DM.
You might not know this, but Mike only talks to you if you have clout.
Ah, okay.
That's not true. None of this is true. So, keep going with your story. So, let me figure this out.
Anyways, he didn't respond for like 2 weeks. I had people.
For 2 weeks? Did I respond?
A week.
Oh, and I responded.
Eventually.
Okay.
But okay, you can't. You look at your DMs, you're not going to. Now would you wait a week to respond to me? No.
Probably not.
Anyways. So yeah, unreal. Just past that, E-dates got dried out. I go on to GTA. Thank God for T-Grizzly, the first rapper who I collaborated with.
And shout out T-Grizz.
Brought me into his GTA Grizzly RP world. That world is crazy. It made me go to the next level.
That's a weird world, man.
Very weird.
I sat in once with Mike. I said, were you on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. What the fuck?
I know.
What are people doing on there, dude?
Crazy.
I had two. I don't know what they were, but they cornered me in like a virtual strip house, told me to sit down, Poppy. And like their characters would like, they were like went down and like, they were like giving me head. And the noise they made was like,
yeah, it's crazy. That was the head. It's real life.
No, it's not, because it's not real life. You know what I'm saying?
But you gotta act like it's real
life. I don't. And that's my problem with it, because I'm sitting there like, yo, what the fuck is happening?
Hey, we all know how that ended up for me.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, he virtually cheated.
I got in trouble for that shit.
He got a
virus.
I got fucking trouble. It's kind of like chlamydia for like the gaming world.
That's crazy.
Excuse me. Another word from our sponsors. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that do not suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, cherry, ice, citrus, mint. Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now. And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. It's 2021, so get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month, so it's simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Lucy lozenges and gums are also FSA and HSA eligible, so you can spend pre-tax dollars on them. Impulsive listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code Logan to get 20% off all products in your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use the promo code Logan at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co and be sure to use the promo code Logan.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Back to the program.
That's Logan, could you read that date right there?
Yeah, let's see. December 20th. You're a goat for that. Much love for real, bro. Let's work.
What's the next date for the response?
December 21st, dog.
Next day.
No, watch.
Next day.
Keep going.
No, I won't.
December 31st, he tagged you in a post. Said, I lost his sister to drugs. Love that, bro. Keep it up.
And you didn't respond to that.
Oh, he did respond.
No.
A month later, he said, hey.
Thank you. A month later.
I was tied I up slid with some up, shit. It was Christmas time.
I slid up on his shit. You know, I'm very inspired by his story. I always preach Mike is a fucking legend. You know,
get busy.
So why would you? Bro, he just told you his sister passed. And your response a month later was, hey.
No, because that wasn't a response. Because that wasn't a response a month later. So, I didn't see that message. I didn't see that message.
Why would you have me read this?
That didn't make you look too good.
No,
unless an Italian grabbed your phone and he's like, I'll message him for you. Hey, mamma mia, I'm so sorry. But then you took the phone back before you wrote the rest.
Oh, no. That was me you just reaching out a month later saying,
next time, you know, the up and coming kid, just respond.
Everybody knows, no matter if you're the up and coming kid, you're whatever already here kid, I do not. I'm so bad with responding to text message. We talk about this all the fucking time. All
he
the
sucks,
time.
Man.
I'm bad too.
Terrible
I get it.
At it
I'm bad too.
He
I get
sucks
it.
Unless he needs something from you.
And then he's like, he'll message you before you even message him. You'd be like, hey, what? And then he'll answer, what? Nothing much. How about you? And you're like, how the fuck did you even know that I was about to message you?
Oh,
and
my goodness.
You open Michael. The door.
Michael,
we just walk through it.
It's not true.
It's not true. True.
He lives with me. He knows the fuck. What's it like living at the house right now?
No, hold on a second.
Oh, good.
You weren't done.
Yeah, true.
Let me just, I'm almost done.
E-dates.
No, GTA.
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 Listen.
T-Grace.
Virtual BJs.
Less.
You can't, Aiden.
Wait, really?
Just tune in. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. T-Grace, yes.
Good.
He's so cute. Wait, really? I'll take it back. Like, how do you take that back?
All right, so yeah, I T-Grizzly, played Grizzly World for a little bit. And then this is what happened. I met Corinna in the GTA world. Went to LA for a little bit. That's when I met you guys all out there. Not you. All out there, Banks, all of them, all of you guys. I was actually in your vlog. I looked so thin back then. I was so unhappy and so just stressed. And now I'm actually like healthy weight-wise. We did a hot tub stream.
The hot tubs.
You're skinnier than you are now?
I'm not skinny right now. I weigh a pretty good weight. What do you weigh?
What are you, a fucking humpback whale? What do you mean? You're probably like 110 soaking wet.
154.
You're 154? Like
yeah, 154. Social gloves fight right here.
Well, if you come up here to 160.
Are you 160?
I like to not talk about my weight right now. COVID kind of did me dirty.
You look good.
I make love with the lights out right now. Just
are you? Wait, you have abs sometimes. There's nothing.
No, it's not one of those times.
No, I think I have some type.
Show us.
Like,
yeah.
Some type. It's a little fluffy.
If you squint.
It's a little fluff.
Yeah.
You squint. Couple drinks. Anyways, you were saying something. You were saying something. Go on.
So the hot tub stream went crazy. That was like obviously fucking another.
Did you start those or was that a thing?
That was a thing, yeah. But you know.
Did Rice Gum start?
It's brilliant.
No.
It's brilliant. So a bunch of horny teenagers just watch you and like a good looking girl, like it just interact in a hot tub.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Did it's crazy.
Do you guys like.
There's literally a section in the Twitch community now.
Any like nipple touching or anything good or like that? Or
no, I no. think what we just kissed on the stream.
It's softcore porn.
Yeah, that people donated to see. It was like a certain amount of subs for us to kiss and they did it. So wow. Then after that, I went back to Miami, played GTA or whatever. My numbers went back to the way they were because obviously after like a viral moment like that, you know, your shit would go back to normal. So my shit went back to normal. Went back to LA. And then that's when I just moved in and then I did my own thing for a little bit. And then the first thing that happens when I move in is...
You fall in love.
No, not yet. The Julio Fulio situation, which is really bad. I was singing a song that disrespected somebody's dead family members and I had no idea to it. And
That's pretty deep.
Well, he didn't
It was bad. Yeah. So that was the first thing. And then after that, I cleared it. And then after, we're friends now. Then after that, I was the Polo G thing. And then after that, we just started having all these rappers over and we're all caught up.
Yep. That was quite a journey. You missed one part.
What's the part I missed?
Well, you missed a couple parts probably, but you claim that you had a quick hot tub kiss with Karina Koff, and then you just kind of moved on from that. You kind of left out the part where you dated Karina Koff.
I never dated
her. Oh.
Never dated.
You're so confident with your like.
No, because he's just saying you never did. Yes, he fucking did.
I never dated Karina.
Oh, well, you like. Okay.
Promise. I never dated her.
Do you think she's cute?
I have a girl.
Yeah, he's got a girl.
I don't look at other girls.
By the way, you and your girl pop up on my Explore way more than your streams.
Really?
I'm invested.
Relationship.
I'm invested.
You guys are cute.
Yeah.
I love Pammy. Like, she's the best. I'm so healthy. Like, she. Like, is just the best girl like I could ever ask for.
And
she
didn't
she,
you meet like randomly?
Yeah, she was just a part of the house, and now she's my girlfriend.
Remember, I asked you in that one of those first vlogs. I was like, "You ever gonna?"
Oh, I remember that.
And you were like, "That's gross. That's my sister."
My sister. Well, I ended up fucking my sister. So what do you know? Nah, but for real though, I'm in love with this girl. Mark my words, I'm going to marry this girl.
What? Hard cut. So I can't fucking wait.
Don't cut it.
No, we're not doing it.
Good.
We just had this conversation the other day with him. We were talking to him on the way back from the airport, and he was saying that we're going to get married. It's 100%. And you were willing to bet.
No, you are a fucking weirdo. I'm going to tell him what you wanted to do.
Yeah, maybe not.
He was like, I'll bet you 5 ETH you don't get married to
her. I would never say that.
I promise.
That sounds like something you would say. That's a great bet. It's a great bet.
Want to know why I would never say that?
Why?
I said 100 ETH. I said 100 fucking ETH. You think I'm going to make a 5 ETH bet? That's a big, I'm doing 100 ETH. I'm all in.
Is Pammy pissed that he's kind of working against?
But I'm not. But then tell him what I did after. I switched it because they do look like brother and sister.
I saw the one thing where it's like, we are siblings.
Oh, you saw that?
And then you start kissing out.
Yeah, you saw that? Yeah, that was funny.
Do you think it's weird when like, big creators have like seen your shit? Does that like?
Not really, because again, I don't look at Logan as a big creator. I look at you as like a
what are you good pussy.
You're a good human being. You're a good human being.
Because I don't look at Logan as a big creator.
You know he's a good person. When you kept saying pussy, he kept trying to stop over you. Like, no, good person. No, not pussy, but good person.
I look at you more like a vagina, and I'm like, thanks.
No, for real, you're a human. I see that in you. There's a lot of people that are not human. Maybe some in this room.
Why
maybe
do you keep
you
looking over here? Why the fuck did you look over here?
That's a good guest. Addressing the room. Georgie, stop giving him a hard time.
Every time he looks over here is only when he's like soulless people.
Maybe you don't have a soul.
I do have a soul.
He loves Jesus and Jesus loves him.
All right.
Hey, it's funny you say that, bro. The first time I met you was at a party.
No.
Oh.
I met you at the Grove.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, Logan, what's going on, man? You said I didn't ask for a picture.
Right.
I just didn't want to do that.
That's right. Years ago.
Yeah. This was like, no, this was during COVID.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So you don't remember.
You were with this girl.
Who?
I don't remember.
Which one?
I still don't know.
Name it off. Got a nod?
I think.
Was it Josie?
Josie?
Don't know.
Probably.
Oh, it was during COVID.
Absolutely. Damn. All right. Well, the second time I met you.
At the party. I was having a breakdown, remember?
Dude.
Do you remember that?
Of course I remember. Of course I remember.
Wait, like, you're breakdancing or you're freaking out?
No, he told me, he's like, yo, so Aiden's coming and he had been telling me about you and your come up. And I was like, okay, cool.
My community,
I'm excited to meet this kid. And you came and, you know, everyone's at a party, like done up, looking good. And you came in sweats and a hoodie with your hood up, like damn near like strings tied up. Like this was you, you're Kenny from South Park.
Yeah,
and I was like, hey, man, like nice to meet you. How are you? And you just opened up to me, right? You're like, I'm going to be honest, man. Like, I'm not good. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. That was my first time meeting you, too.
Let's talk about it.
Second time. Grove is the first time.
Second time. And then, first time you know who I am.
Listen.
And then for like 3 minutes, we kind of just had.
Stop tricking me out, bro. You have a girlfriend.
Yeah, it's not cheating if I fuck you.
What?
It's really not.
What? You I did not expect it. That.
I want to hear this. Go ahead. Stop talking. Listen.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mr. Paul.
Nah, you're just open with me, you know, at a party, and I felt bad. Like I could feel your energy. I'm like, oh, this kid's like struggling. Like imagine just being, you know, thrust at rocket speed into the spotlight and having to deal with all that
shit. Yeah, that shit's crazy.
It sucks, man. It sucks like when you're used to it. So imagine when you're not. And I felt bad. And why did you come out that night, even?
Mike, I needed somebody to talk to.
Really? Oh. Yeah.
Right. So Mike, as a good friend, was like, yo, instead of me coming to you at a house, come over here to the party. And I could get you in, maybe.
What's the significance of the crisis, right? Like, if he can make it to a party and Mike's going to help, then, you know, it's a meet me halfway thing. And
that's not meet me halfway, that's meet me at the party.
No, but if he's going to devote time and, like, energy to, like, helping
him. I also wanted him to come meet Logan, too. That was another part of it.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, Logan's here, come say what's up.
Also, I was just joking. Usually friends want you to get out of the house.
Yeah.
It was a good call. And then I remember that night, it was just because I was starting to get big to where my community wasn't really so my community anymore. I wasn't used to, like, the hate, because the hate, you know, like, once you start, you know, getting displayed in every section, you know, people are like, who the fuck is this? Like, why the fuck is this kid popping up on my shit? People are going to start to talk shit and hate. And that's just how it is. I wasn't used to it. I was breaking down and I lost more weight than ever. And yeah. But then, happily, you know, comes my girlfriend. You know, she takes me out of that crisis. I'm happy. I think I'm the happiest I think I've ever been.
Yeah, you seem like you're in a great place.
I'm just, you know, drained and stressed, but that comes with this. I'm good at handling it.
You suffer from any mental illness or anything you've been open or vocal about? Or are these just implications of being in the spotlight and a young creator who's coming up?
Nothing mentally wrong with me.
But not like traditional, like anxiety, depression.
Well, I've had severe anxiety before, yeah. But nothing as of right now is wrong with me.
You're in a good spot.
I'm in a great spot.
You like where you're at? You like the house and shit?
I do. I want Banks to start his YouTube up. You guys need to talk to him and push him to be on it, please.
He's coming on the show today.
Good. I know you guys are going to see him. He's got to do his YouTube.
You know, he's complex person. He's got a lot going on and business and this and that, but know. You know, that's the goal. But yo, honestly, this kid is the first time in my life that I ever felt like I had a little brother. Ever. You were always like my brother, same age. We're the same size person. He feels like a little brother.
Like,
why do you always have
captions
to make it about?
Well, I've made Instagram captions.
No, but you were a brother.
I've said, like, you're the big brother like I never wanted.
So
like,
that was maybe I was that to you, but what I'm saying is
was I? Just a guy? Just a fucking
why
guy?
Why do you always twist it? Why can't I have one sweet moment?
I find
moment?
That fucking offensive,
because,
dude.
Because you
what
were,
was I?
Because you were a very fucking smart, very intelligent.
You call Aiden a dumbass?
So am I, dumbass.
you're really calling a hard spot right now. It's either one of them is stupid as fuck.
All
right,
he goes, Aiden was my first little brother.
He's like my first son. He's like my first kid.
No, it's not. Lana's already has one coming on the way.
Nice. But that one's not born yet. No, but he's like somebody that, like, you already knew fucking, you had already been in the space. You already lived in Hollywood. You were already accustomed to this. There was a couple little tweaks that had to be made. He's new to all this. He's new to all of it. This is his first year in the fucking
city. Here's the difference,
right?
Little brother, I'm your little bro, dude. Like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Baby bro.
All right, cool. You know I've never had a brother.
So that means me and Logan are brothers?
Yes.
So what are you? The weird uncle?
Me? I don't want to be related to you guys at all. I don't care. I'll be the far, far distant cousin. You can fuck me. Why did that make you laugh?
Because I want to say something. Here's the funniest thing about it. He's good at being sus. Yeah. And when other people try it, like if I ever try it, it falls flat.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like you'll just say like what you just said and you look around and everyone's just looking at you like, what?
Yeah, but everyone's used to it for me.
Yeah, like, from you, and it's always funny the way you message it is funny. Damn, man.
Speaking about what you were talking about Hollywood and LA, I've mentioned want to get the fuck out of here. I don't like
I know,
this place.
I say that all
I don't like this place at all. Don't like it here. I'm surprised you haven't left yet, honestly.
What? I'm out this bitch.
You are?
This is my last week in LA.
And you're out.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Puerto Rico. I already moved
just
there.
Just for good.
I live in Puerto Rico.
Why are you being there for good, though? Why not somewhere like Miami or some shit?
Ugh.
Somewhere to eat like New York?
So my question that I asked myself was this. If not LA, then where?
Connecticut
was my first option, and I said, why the fuck would I move to Connecticut?
Right, right. Well, look.
I always thought Connecticut was good, and then he's like, I'm from Connecticut.
No,
Shout out Connecticut. Shout out to 203. Great state.
I don't like anywhere else, dude. I don't like anywhere else. I visited Puerto Rico. I was there for 5 days. I ended up extending my trip twice, and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the place. And for training, which is what I do, the seclusion and like you don't realize how much noise is in LA till you leave. And like, no offense to everyone here, like even the 24 hours I've been here, I can feel it. I'm being slowly drained.
You feel it?
I'm being
LA
drained.
Is a fucking toxic, poisonous place.
Horrible.
Horrible, horrible. The worst place. This is literally hell. This is the hell of earth. I swear to God it is.
But it's weird because it's a hell that's like, it's a hell disguised as like an amusement park.
So, yeah.
Yes.
This could be a good time.
It's like tick, 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 tick,
So where do you want to go then?
So 2K in LA, no way.
Dude, you have a girlfriend. You stream. You can do it remotely from anywhere. Why don't you just move your operation
to Utah?
To Dorado, Puerto Rico.
Should I just move in with you?
Yeah.
Really?
I think we'd make a better content house than the one you live in now.
Really?
Dave.
He just stole your
By the way, you should come, bro. You should come. We'll get Aiden.
Whoa. That is an actual fucking hire. Him and Danny are both hired. Okay, so.
Like I said, I'd rather literally never work.
You should
Danny
come too.
Danny would take stimulus checks before she works.
You should come too.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's just.
Can we just make it through this year? We already kind of
have
a deal.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
So where do you want to go? Dorado. You got a plan?
I'll be honest. I'm not going to talk too much about it, but all I got to say is the people around me are getting affected by LA, and that's what's making me want to get the fuck out of here even quicker. So.
What you mean? You ain't talking about me?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about, you know, just people around me that really don't do this social media shit. They're being affected by it. And it's just like, I don't know. I just, if it's affecting my people, my love, life, all that stuff, it's like, why the fuck would I be here? Mm. But although I do want to do so much, bro, I want to have my own festival. I want to make my own movie. I want to be in movies. I want to do a bunch of stuff. So
you want to act?
I do.
It's so funny, man. It's like, I see a young version of me in you.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to do other things, you know?
Have you watched The Thinning?
No.
Yeah, of course.
What about Airplane Mode?
No.
Nah, but I was going to say, I wanted to do a lot, and then I did do a lot, and found myself kind of right back to where I was, because only a certain things were actually meant for me.
Got it.
That experimenting was good. But I did have to recognize what worked and what didn't.
So is there a point to go down that path to expand or not?
Yeah. I'd say to everyone, try everything. Try everything.
It's the only way to learn.
I have a quote that I love.
Experience stuff.
That I made up. But life's not short. You just got to do more. So do more.
I like that.
And note what works for you, how you feel when you're doing it. Like you might love acting. You might hate it. Bro, it's a lot different than what you do, man. It's hurry up and wait. You got to be patient. You're relying on someone else to make someone else's vision look good. It's a fucking nightmare. Like any movie that turns out good, they say it's a miracle, right?
Wow.
Like literally it's hard. So I'm excited to watch you do all this stuff. But for someone who is honest with themselves often about how they're feeling, like if you aren't enjoying something, bro, don't do it because it'll eat you fucking alive.
Wow.
If I were your big brother, that's something like I would say.
Yeah.
You know,
I said that exact same thing to him yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Fuck.
In fact, I learned from this podcast is that he moved in with you and wanted to get the fuck out of LA.
Nah, man, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, seriously. For sure.
It's good advice.
Sure. So you got a good head on your shoulders. I have a note here. So my producer, Dylan, the cat looking
he's
guy.
He's the cat
over there.
Right there.
He has the notes here. One of them says being stabbed by a relative.
Yeah. So when I was 12 years old, I was sleeping one night. So this person was just very heavily like, you know, drugged up, plus had a very bad heroin addiction. So drugs, pharmacy drugs. Sorry.
I thought you were talking about Mike. I was going to make the same joke.
I'm so sorry, Mike. I'm so sorry, Mike.
Fuck. What?
Fuck, I'm so sorry.
Heroin addiction, meth addiction.
You're just telling a story.
She was just addicted to all this shit. This person was like a cousin of mine. Not even a cousin, like a friend, like a family friend. You know what I mean? You know, you have like those family friends. You just
100%.
I'm Middle Eastern. Yeah, everyone's my fucking cousin, bro.
Right.
Everyone,
you know it is. Yeah. Like we weren't actually like blood. Well, technically we were. I knew this person ever since I was like one. Mm. So, anyways, so I was sleeping. I got stabbed in my sleep. The mark is right here. You see it?
Yeah.
8 stitches.
Wait, hold up.
How did you just skip a huge step? Yeah. Who did the stabbing?
I just said it. Irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah, but why? What? No motive? Or
supposedly I was an imposter and I wanted to blow the house up or some shit.
But that part ended up being true, wasn't it?
What do you mean? So from going
He's
through-
like, she stabbed me and then a couple months later they found the TNT under my bed. She was right. She was right the whole time. She's in jail right now like that motherfucker. I fucking knew it.
Did you were young?
I was very young. I was 12 years old.
Was she babysitting you?
No. She just, I was sleeping, went into my room, got a knife, stabbed me.
But in the arm.
Pulled it out. In the arm. But it was like, I was laying like this.
How deep did she go?
She got me right here.
You would have died.
Oh, so what does the aftermath of that look like? Like, ow.
No.
Why did you stab me?
I didn't feel it, bro. You don't feel that shit. I don't know if you've ever been stabbed or shot or anything like that. You don't feel it. You just don't feel it right away.
Damn, you should be a rapper, bro. That was the hardest thing I've ever heard anybody fucking say. You don't feel that shit, dog. She went like this. I was like, I fluffed my pillow and I went right back to bed.
You been shot?
No. But people that have been shot say that, and stabbed say that like being stabbed is worse. I don't know why they just say that. Because you don't feel it.
I heard when you're hot, I heard the bullet, or when you get shot, the bullet is hot, right? It just came out of a rifle. Mm-hmm. And so it's like singeing the inside of your body, which
I don't know, but I just know that your adrenaline is through the fucking roof to the point where it's like, yo, like you don't feel it. You'll feel it later, of course. But I just pulled that shit out, screamed, cried.
Oh, you got stabbed. Mm-hmm. Like lodged in you?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Real stab.
Thank God you didn't get stabbed in the heart.
Wait, what was the weapon?
Oh, what kind of knife? It was like, you know, like those steak knives with the black handle?
Oh,
those.
Some real
so
classic.
Did you
shit.
Try to stab her back? Or were you freaking out?
Nah. I just freaked the fuck out, went to the ER. I didn't want to snitch.
Who took you to the ER?
It was the sibling of that person.
So they're like, sorry about my sister. Get in the car. We'll take you to the
hey,
hospital.
Sorry, hey, sorry about that, man.
Yeah, so he
it happens. It happens sometimes.
Yeah, my bad.
She just has these outbursts where she stabs people, especially bombers. She loves people blow up houses.
So,
have you talked to the person who stabbed
you? Yeah, I was going
to
say, how is she now?
Yeah. I mean, she's in a mental place now.
Okay.
Still as a result.
Has she stabbed anybody else since?
No, I think she she was in jail for a little bit and then went to the mental place. So anyways, I got there. They were like, yo, what happened? I didn't want to be a snitch, bro. I just wasn't saying. I was like,
I fell down the stairs.
I was just quiet.
Onto a knife.
Sir, what? Yeah, I fell down the stairs. How did you get stabbed?
So I wasn't snitching. I just wasn't. But eventually, what's that?
That also happens once per show. So he spins the chair around, someone face
up. Got it.
Those two are guaranteed prerequisites.
My editor, Hayden.
Oh, cool.
It's not, if it was like my mom or dad, I think it'd be fun to pick it up, but he's probably just going to ask for a raise or some shit.
Oh, okay.
if you don't mind me asking, did this like traumatize you? Did you sleep differently? Like, did you like have to lock your
doors?
For
about a week, and then it was normal. And I think it just affected my family more than it affected me. And I was good. I'm really good at going through stuff and getting through it and then just leaving in the past. I'm very good at that. I've always been good at that. And that's just something that I can kind of relate to and use when it's, you know, about my actual social media career. You know, just good at getting through shit, that bullshit I don't like, and just leaving the past and just.
So this kind of, like, it positioned you to be very successful in LA.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that, you know, going through all this moving and, you know, being introduced to new friends always, I always had to make new friends and I just always had to, you know, be positioned to where, you know, I was around fighting my whole life, you know, siblings fought, cousins, aunts, uncles, alcoholics, drug addicts, my entire life, just seeing people get affected by it, seeing people change by it, just really just turned me into somebody who's kind of like numb to a lot of things.
Do you ever have relatives or friends, like now that you're successful, like, hey, can I have some stuff? Like, do you have that yet or no?
What do you mean?
Well,
of course. Yeah, of course. A lot of people from my old high school tried reaching out to me. I love my people though. I love my people. I want to, you know, give everybody a job. I want to make everyone now that I've kind of made it to where I'm making a lot of money, I want to give them small jobs and I want to change their lives too. So
he rolls with a posse. He's like the one dude that you can't hit up and be like, yo, get in the car. We're going somewhere. He's like, yeah, does your car have another 14 seats in it?
I always have my boys in the
squad
that I started with.
Squad,
you know, that always
bro.
Bleed in me.
Dope.
So
that's dope.
Why they're not here.
They're not here.
He came to, I actually was surprised to see you without B-Lew or somebody.
Yeah, I just didn't pull up with anybody today. Yeah. This is more of a solo thing.
So look, you know, you mentioned going through a lot of shit, and we kind of breezed by it earlier, and I don't know if it's something you'd be willing to talk about, but you're opening DM to Mike. You lost his sister to drugs?
Yeah, man, it's sad. I had three sisters, and one is just, yeah, to drugs, heroin.
Damn, bro.
Unfortunately, she didn't make it out like you. But that's why I think I'm so inspired and admired by you, because I saw that person literally die. You know what I mean? Like literally like die, crumble. Do you know what I mean?
Nothing worse.
But you got out of that to where it was like, yo, like now it's time for my life to change. Now it's time for me to fucking become this boss. You bossed up. And you're so lucky, because there's 97% of people who just can't do that. Mm. Nope, like it's so rare. Once you're hooked on this shit, you're hooked. Mm. You know what I mean? So
I really mean this when I say this, bro. Like, I don't know you on that level, but I really pray that you have an amazing life, dude. Because for somebody to go through what you went through and be such a positive light in a room, I did not know you went through this much stuff. And every time I met you, you really made the moment. Like, you were a very fascinating person. You were very uplifting. And he talks so highly about you. Anybody deserves to be successful, man. I really do think you deserve it. So,
I appreciate that, brother.
Really.
Yeah. And the level of success right now, just for people who don't know that are watching this, is like the numbers you're doing on Twitch right now is crazy. Like some of the biggest Twitch, before I saw him like popping off, like I would see these guys that are like legends in the space, Tfue, Ninja, you know, people on streaming on Twitch, 10, 12K. And I was like, those are big numbers. This dude's doing like 150,000 concurrents on streamer now.
You're tripping.
You'll do normally 100, but you did 250 with Blueface. You did 230 with Emily. Like,
yeah, for sure. But you know, my normal numbers are still very high.
80, 70,
80. 60, 70, 80. Just depends on the night. Depends what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But now I'm at the point where it's like, I want to do whatever I want to do. I was really chasing shit in April and in May.
Yeah.
Kind of just trying to like please everybody. Do crazy shit to get crazy viewers. Now I'm just kind of going back to normal, to where it's like, I want to just do whatever I want to do. Mm. If I want to play a game that not everyone likes, I'm going to play. I don't really give a fuck. If I want to fucking break charts, I'll just have a successful artist on or something.
What's your healthy spot, dude?
Yeah, healthy spot.
And it takes years for people to understand this. And you're just coming into it like that.
Yeah, I just want to do what makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not doing YouTube. Like that. YouTube doesn't make me happy. It's easier said than done, bro.
Everybody's like, oh, I want to be happy. But like being happy, to be in a position in your mind already to be like, all right, fuck the money, fuck the views. It's better for me to just do this because I enjoy it. That's fucking, dude, I know people out here that's been here for 10 years that still don't even grasp that.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's hard because you're dope, you're cool. Like, we'll cut the cameras, we'll chop it up after the podcast, and you're still an awesome person. With YouTube and the vlogs and stuff, the numbers often dictate what you're doing with your life, because you may be doing or being someone that you're not in order to get the views. Or in order, you're chasing something that is so fickle, and you're not, and you don't have to because you are cool. That's where I'm going with this. That, you know, they say be yourself. Well, I always say like, well, what if you fucking suck? Like, what if you're a fucking dickhead? You know, don't be yourself.
How bad of a feeling do you guys get when you see 10 out of 10? You know what I mean? It just like, it brings your whole fucking day down. Mm. That's how I was. That's why I don't do YouTube.
That, by the way, for viewers, is like your videos ranked from your previous video. So if you see 10 out of 10, it's not a good thing. It's a bad thing.
Right.
And yes, you see ruins the one, my whole two, fucking day. It ruins it completely. Mm-hmm. Like,
and look, it's nothing to do with you. You do what you do. Your people love you. It's just like, it just fucks with your head.
Fucks with it. It honestly destroys your self-worth.
Yeah.
And especially when you really fuck with that video.
Yeah,
and
you're like, yo, this bang.
Is, yeah. And then it's 10. And then you're like, oh, I'm garbage.
Yeah. I look, man, I experimented with YouTube. I got like 600,000 subs in like, I think like 4 or 5 videos, which is crazy.
Yeah, tight.
And like hardly any promo. And it's just not fun for me. I want to make something out of that channel. Like I said, music or something. And I still got my Aiden Live. Again, I'm still doing YouTube technically. So I'm good.
I think the sooner that you're able to do that in your career, to detach yourself from views equating to overall program success, the better.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's fucked up because the two are kind of intertwined. Your financial success and a lot of that stuff is kind of based on your view count, is based on how many eyeballs you reach.
That's why it's hard.
Yeah. It makes it tough. Yeah. But as we all know, when you back out from that, financial success does not equate to happiness.
No.
It just doesn't.
No.
And so as long as you're able to separate the idea that just making as much fucking money as possible doesn't always lead to your happiest self, then you're gonna win. And by the way, you you pick that up way faster than anybody else picks that up. We've had so many guests on this show, and Nade Shot, all these people that took half a decade or a decade to realize that that grind is exhausting.
Well, yeah, a couple of things I want to also throw in. I want to ask you guys all a question. But the first thing I want to is just, you got to realize money really isn't everything, bro. And it's ignorant to kind of say that in front of a room where people obviously that have money, but it is
a lot.
It's a lot, but it doesn't make you happy and fulfilled. It just can't fulfill everything.
No, absolutely.
That's the word. Money isn't everything.
I agree.
That's the word. But you know, it's at the point where it's like, it's material, right? It's an object. And you know, you thank God, and we're all blessed here to be in the positions we're in, but it's like money isn't everything. So this is leading on to what I want to ask you guys. That's where love comes into play, you know, love, family, friends, all that stuff, right? So one of the hardest thing about being in this space is loneliness. I'm sure you guys all know what I'm talking about. You know, being lonely in this space, finding somebody that actually fucks with you for you, or you know what I mean? Like finding friends that fuck with you for you. So that's why I'm asking you guys, do you ever like kind of like not regret it, but kind of like are like, fuck, like I can't really find some true people in my life?
My answer to that would be this, because I already know I dealt with that really like a lot. Fortunately enough, I met Logan right away, and he's one of the realest people I've ever met.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's also like drawn in a lot of people. That's actually my biggest blessing, bro. Like, so I really, I could relate, but I can't. I've had people in my life where I had to say goodbye to, and that hurts my soul because I'm not used to that. But I think you have to go through it, bro, because it's kind of like a relationship. When you have a shit one, you really appreciate the good one.
No, 100%.
So like just how you had a rough life and now you have an amazing life, I think it would taste different in your mouth if you didn't experience the shit part of life.
Yeah, I would.
So you need you need to like experience.
You gotta go
it.
Through that bullshit.
You have to, yeah.
I made a promise to myself on we were taking a jet and I giggled because bro, like 15-year-old me would never thought you like recreationally just take a fucking jet. Yeah. And I'm sitting there on this plane next to my fucking best friend and I'm like, yo, I promise to myself I will never take this for granted. Ever. You just can't, no matter how far you make it in life. Stay grateful, stay humble. My biggest blessing was, and someone asked me the other day, they said, what are you most thankful for in your life? It was actually Don, my strength and conditioning coach. And I said, the people around me, my community, my clan.
I love that.
It is, I am so blessed because of all the things I have.
Yeah.
The love that I have around me, the support, the, like real motherfuckers, bro.
Right.
And like a lot of them are in this room. Yeah. That's, you know, money can't buy that.
Nah.
And even sometimes the time that we've been given, you can't find people.
You can't
like
get
that.
Time back either.
So that it's, whether it's a stroke of luck that we met or whatever, like I wanted a fucking love sack and found this guy, like whatever it is, that was, that, and he probably has the same answer. Like, so as far as feeling lonely, like it happens, but I'm not lonely, but I feel loneliness sometimes.
Well, look, let me ask you.
And one more thing, I don't want to cut you off, but remember, dude, blessings come in different boxes, right? Like my mom's favorite quote to me is like, sometimes God's best blessing he give you is not doing anything, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes the people in your life that you're like, why the fuck was that person in my life? They gave you some shit that you won't even recognize until 6 more years from now. And you're like, oh, fuck. That's why I love to ask people, is there anything you'd want to change about your life? And even in his darkest moments, I guarantee you, they won't take it away.
Right.
Because one of the best learning lessons are when you're face down in the fucking dirt.
Exactly.
And you're like, fuck, because it grounds you and you're like, okay.
If you don't.
That was good. That was bad.
Right. Because if you're born into like, oh, you have all this money, you can get whatever the fuck you want. Your life is so wonderful and great. Chances are that person, when they're older, they're going to have some difficulties. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just speaking like, kind of like general, but maybe I'm wrong. But like, you know, if like you're brought into all this fucking fortune and you're given everything, you're spoiled and you just don't really learn manners and how to treat people right, it's going to come around and bite you in the ass.
We see that there's a whole collective of in every city, but especially in LA, there's a whole collective of those kids.
I see them.
They all hang out together. Guess whose parties I never go to? Those motherfuckers. I don't want to be around any of those motherfuckers at all.
Yeah.
They're my least favorite people.
Yeah.
I surround myself with people like me. People have struggled. People have been through shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the people I want to be around.
For sure.
Because I can't relate to people that have never been through a struggle.
Right.
I can't relate. It's like trying to talk to a piece of wood. You know
different.
What I'm saying? Like, you know, like there's no, what do we talk about? How do me and you get on the same page? You've never been through shit before. Everything was given to you. You know, I can completely relate
to that. But also remember this, when you're in front of that type of person, right? remember that you're more blessed. So instead of just writing that person off, like, oh, go fuck yourself. Remember, like, you had a father that even when he worked paycheck, he was doing his best to get you your internet.
Facts.
Now imagine a father that's like, here, have this, go away.
Yeah.
And so
it's different.
Do you get what I'm saying? So like, that was a long lesson that I had to learn. Like, I really, really wanted to be like, yo, like, fuck that person, fuck that person. I had really, really bad anger issues, bro. And then I realized, yo, there's no really bad person, bro. They were just brought through some bad situations and it really rotten them. It like destroyed them. So that's why when they asked me, would you ever kill Hitler? I was like, bro, like, I don't want to kill anybody.
Oh no, not
I don't,
this again.
I don't want to hurt anybody. Like, and I know it sounds really crazy and I use him as like a cherry because there's nobody worse in my mind.
Would you kill Hitler, Aiden?
I'm Jewish.
Would you kill Hitler though? Like, as a baby before he was
just I'm answer, Jewish.
Yeah, so you don't even have to answer.
Come on, I'm Jewish.
What would you do to him?
Let me ask you guys an actual, this is a fun question I want to ask you guys. COVID, there's a button, all right? There's one person has COVID, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know what COVID did to the world. Obviously, it's getting better right now. COVID, you have a button. You push this button, the one person that got COVID, the first COVID case dies. Would you do it?
No.
The block is hot right now.
Yeah, you just opened up a can.
I cannot answer this question.
I can answer it.
I'd love to hear your answer.
Would I risk one person's life? Like, if they gave me a button, they're like, yo, this is it, and it'll stop it. The reason I, in this moment, wouldn't, because I don't like to play God. If this is the situation at hand, we don't know what the greater good is in it. So who am I to foil God's plan?
Yeah.
So yes, it sucks. And dude, I would say the same thing if God forbid, my mom passed away from COVID. Like, it's not my job to decide who you are, how you live. That's your right. So I'm not going to invade
it. You don't
want to
play God. I get that.
I don't want to play God.
What if God came to you?
And he asked
and
me.
And he said, George, my son, I have a button here.
I would look at him and be like, God, could you just answer just one prayer? And he goes, yes, son. I go, have that person be Mike. And I'll fucking beep. Boom. We're like, all right, later, buddy. See you later. And then I would sit in that seat like this and be like, all right, who's our next guest?
It's always about getting this seat. It's all about getting this seat.
What would you
this
do,
seat's
my friend?
Not even that good, George.
I still
want fucking with you, bro. Obviously.
How would you kill baby Hitler?
Bro.
No, not as a baby. Actually, full size.
Full size Hitler.
I'm Jewish. I'm going to kill Hitler.
How,
course.
Though?
Please, like, am I in a room with him?
Let me explain it to you.
Do I have a torch? Is it a torture room?
He has your answers.
Let me. The easiest way to explain it is this: Hitler's showing up to your house for a dinner party. Honey baked ham, yam, sweet potatoes, whatever you want to call it. Maybe side of asparagus, whatever.
Sure.
Red wine
came
from
to
the
Jewish
red,
man's
George,
house.
Watch your mouth for a second.
Some honey baked
ham.
Honey baked ham.
It's not kosher, bro.
It's not even kosher.
You're a real piece of shit, Mike.
Wait, what?
He brought the
Hitler brought the honey baked ham.
What are you talking about?
It's
my dinner has honey baked ham. I'm not Jewish.
But
my dinner could have whatever the fuck it wants, you walking feline.
You said at a Jewish household.
I didn't say that.
Listen.
Find the part. I'm going to finish this fucking statement.
Michael.
Go. Okay, so
you realize when you walk in, you see the fucking, I'm Jewish, but.
Swastika.
No.
The mezuzah.
You walk in, he sees that. He walks in, goes to my dinner table. It's Friday, Shabbat, all right? Yeah. So I'm wearing, you know, my yarmulke.
You forgot.
Kippah. I call it a kippah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing that, right? So then.
Okay. So let me, so I can finish. Okay. Yeah. So as he's walking in to the honey baked ham dinner that I described so eloquently before.
Sure.
There is a trap door. And when he hits the doorbell, he falls through the ground onto a bed of spikes.
Massive spikes.
Now, once that happens, he's impaled, right? Calling, SS, please help me, help me. The walls turn into grinding gears that then close upon him and shred him into Hitler kebabs. The honey-baked ham disappears.
Bro, I'm doing it, bro.
And Hitler kebabs are served for dinner.
Yes, yes, bro, yes.
No, that's my answer. What's yours? That was just simply to illustrate what I would do.
Just be quick and simple. I'll just fucking, you know, he comes to my dinner table. I'll probably actually poison his shit. So I'll just, you know, I'll put a bunch of fucking baking sodas, cooking sodas, that.
Cooking sodas.
Wait.
No, that's fine.
Cleaning materials. Just, you know, put it in there.
Like bleach?
Bleach. Yeah. I'll just put everything that's... I'll kill him, bro. I'll just fuck... He's dead.
Got it.
I'm gonna fucking
got
kill
it,
him.
Got it.
All right? Yeah. One way or other, he's gonna die.
Yeah.
I'll poison him, whatever. if he doesn't end up dying, I'll take a knife and just fucking cut his throat.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
George wants to instead take him to a rehabilitation facility and use California tax dollars to pay for his rehab.
So, no, my theory is I just don't want to. He's already did. You know, the devil won by getting him to kill people. I don't want the devil to win me while killing him. So I was like, I'll put him in a box. And you know what? I'll torture
him. Sorry, you're gonna put him in a box.
Putting the same type of music, like a same song that you hate, and I'll put him in that room and he'll have to listen to the same song. Like, I'm not gonna send
him. Hold on a second. Now you're talking about torture tactics, because those are actually, and now you got me listening. So you don't want to kill him. You just want
to
torture him.
Well, if he already did the crime, then yeah, we have to punish him, but I'm not gonna kill him.
What song would you play?
Probably something like Walk Up in the Club. What's that song? Like when he has a furry coat. What's his name? Macklemore or whatever. That one
Thrift Shop.
That one. Over and over. You go, please stop. I'll do anything. I go, nope, repeat. And then I'll make the song louder and louder as it goes on. But honestly, I wouldn't even want to do that. I don't like torturing people, bro. I like me.
How do you know that?
That song is because
How do you not like torturing people?
What if he likes that song? I would play
that'd be so funny.
I would play Feel
So. Ooh, I love this song. Just sitting there listening.
I would play Feel So Alive.
Feel So my song? Oh. That would probably do the trick too, honestly.
I'm just kidding.
He's like, can I do the spikes, please? Anything but a George Jacobs song.
The cooking sodas.
Well, yeah. So now that we just made a whole 5 minutes about killing Hitler.
Just so you know, we've done this exercise before.
Okay.
And it went on for a long time. And it got very heated.
Of course.
No, I don't think it got heated. I don't think anybody got heated, did they? Did you guys get mad at me for saying I wouldn't kill?
No. We were just perplexed, but
on this episode.
Oh, really?
Perplexed, yeah.
It's confusing. But each time we talk about it, I do understand your point of view a little more and more. So
maybe. I just think of it. I know it sounds fucking crazy, but dude, like, I think about that shit. Like, somebody just got in trouble for child porn or maybe like something with molestation, and a lot of people are like, burn that motherfucker, blah blah blah, this and that. But if you really do your search on this stuff, like, that person, when he was a kid, may have got raped by his father.
Of course.
So it's like,
but he's sick in the head.
Exactly, but the word is sick.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? He's not normal, bro. Like, there's something going on in his mind where he thinks that this is okay. And maybe he's ashamed of himself, or maybe—
He molests your daughter.
Same thing, bro.
Come on.
Wow.
Same thing,
that's
bro.
That's cap. I gotta call that cap.
I pray to God every single day that I have that ability to and I always tell him, dude, like, take it away from me. Like, if I can't handle it, don't put it in front of me. But yeah, no, dude, like, it could be my mom. Like, they asked me, they go, if Hitler killed your mom, like, I don't.
All right.
Yeah.
God forbid this ever happens. It's a really sick scenario, but I gotta kind of like give you the other fucking view. Yeah.
Okay.
You walk in on somebody doing something to
my daughter.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And you're gonna kill him, bro.
I will not.
I'm fucking killing. Are you killing him?
No, he's gonna kill him. I know you.
Yeah. Are you?
I was just gonna say that, George. I've seen people.
Listen. Like, again, obviously, if I walk into the act and then it's happening, like, I will probably black out and do things that I ask God.
You're gonna
to
kill him, bro.
Yeah, probably.
Anybody normal would kill, and you're not gonna get in trouble for that. It makes sense.
No, I get. Yeah, of course. But like I said, I would pray that I don't have to have his sin on my neck. I don't want that.
I see what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? Like I don't fucking want that. Like, if God forbid that situation happened, and then we're in court, and then the judge is like, listen, it's your choice. We could put this kid to death, or we could put him in jail. I'd be like, yo, like, I would rather him want to live. In my mind, you know what's more torture? Having him live with that thought in his mind.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that's me, bro. And hopefully in jail, he could meet God and then change his life. Because why is my daughter going through all that without some type of win?
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
That's fair. I see what you're saying.
My goal is, if we could all end up in heaven, fire. My daughter, him, and me, like, he fucked up. But like, bro, like, I ain't that guy to torture somebody or ruin something, because I know everybody's decision on making something evil is because something evil happened to them. And so if I can cut that snake's head, because now he's making me do something evil. Do you
know what I'm saying? Well, but people are different too. Like, you know, there's people that, like, for example, what?
Every time he like doesn't agree with me, he just looks at Mike and goes,
no, I think it's just a lot of murder.
Real quick, so I want
to
say.
That's just really dark.
He was just looking at me to kind of summarize. Yep.
I got stabbed by a knife.
Yep.
So if I didn't handle it the right way, thank God I handled it this way, I could have became a sicko. I could have stabbed people. I could have, you know what I mean? I could have become a serial killer. Trauma affects everybody differently.
Mm-hmm. But look how much of a beautiful person you are now, right? Now imagine if you were a bad person, but the same fucking person, same mom, same dad, but that situation changed you, and not everybody, instead of rooting for you, they're like, fuck you. But it's the same soul, the same brain. You just, it got fucking tainted and it got ruined. And that's why I get really fucking mad when they try to make decisions for kids. And I'm like, yo, be very careful, because regardless of who you are, religion, race, color, anything, if you're a kid, in my mind, you're an empty cup. And whatever you're filled with is who you're going to be.
I like that.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I like that. That's cool.
So lemonade. Kid is going to be lemonade. What kind of trauma did you go through to want to blow up your house?
What kind of trauma did you go through to go like this?
Fuck.
What? Listen to me.
It's full circle.
Who would you fight? Boxing wise.
Stop. You already know who I'm fighting.
I can't announce it.
You got a big fight coming up.
No,
on Social
not
Gloves.
That one.
Fuck that. I don't think that's going to happen. Social Gloves supposedly is bankrupt, not paying their boxers. Fuck that.
What do you think happened?
What, you want to get paid when you fight?
No, I
look at this fucking hot shot.
No, but I did an event for them where I interview people.
Did you get paid for that?
Not yet.
Oh.
Can I tell you something?
You probably won't.
That check ain't coming, man.
Keep checking the mail. This is you. Ready?
Nothing, not today. Crazy.
You know how they say checks in the mail?
Yeah.
It's not. It's not
crazy.
In the mail.
I'm fucked.
But you are fighting someone eventually.
Yeah. I don't know if the rug thing's actually going to happen. I got to talk to Rug, see if he's serious. If he's serious, I'm serious.
All right. He probably wants to fight you after you beat him in the one-on-one.
We'll see. But I'm fighting somebody. You know who it is.
I do.
It's going to be crazy.
Summer Rae.
No, crazier than that. That would be crazy, but it's crazier than that.
I would never fight someone.
I can't wait to see the first, like, boy and girl. Like, it wasn't Rice chirping at that girl. That
Gabby
girl.
Hanna.
Oh, yeah, Gabby.
Dog,
yeah.
I would pay great money. Wow.
Yeah.
I would pay great money. That
would be sick.
And my money would go on Gabby.
What?
I think she'd beat his fucking ass, all of my money. I would sell all my assets and put it. Not that I have anything against Rice, but dog. Gabby would beat the fuck out of him.
He's going to react to this clip on his Twitch.
Yeah, he will. And
I'm friends with him. He's not going to come at me.
His
community will.
His community's coming.
Oh, you're fucked.
They're coming for you, bro.
I'm going to call my mom. Mom, racist community.
Oh, you're digging
me a
hole.
He has no idea.
RGS is pissed.
All I'm hearing is more comments on my more engagement. Come on.
RGS.
You think I'm gonna sit home and read? You're a fucker. You hate race. You're going to hell. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not gonna create content anymore. The fuck?
He doesn't get it.
No, dude, they try to cancel me for saying that what's his name wasn't manly for wearing a dress.
Oh yeah, he's actually been up against pretty big fan bases.
Listen,
he took it on the chin.
Let me tell you something. I always say this, man. This is a lot of people are like, bro, how do you have that confidence? My mom and dad are rich.
I'll just fucking leave, dog.
I'll fucking leave. If Hollywood hates me, like, yo, fuck you. I'm like, back. All right,
what
I'm
do your parents
gonna,
do?
Dude, my dad owns so much property. My mom owns restaurants, apartments, liquor stores.
How much
stores.
Money they got?
Dog, I'm set for life.
How much money they got?
How much? Multi-millions. And that's good for me.
I actually want to know as well.
Yeah, can we get
I'm not going to fucking name it out loud.
Can we get
my dad's
staff?
Money. I'm not going to say it.
Is the number on one hand or two hands?
What does that mean? I don't know.
Net worth.
Like, oh, he makes
in
way
the,
more
in
than
the millions.
Me. Way more than.
Can
me.
You show us on one hand or two hands?
Or three hands? Or what? How many
hypothetically?
Hands?
Jessica's saying no. I can't say anything. I can't say.
We got the neck from the other sis.
Okay. But that's my thing, bro. Like, I'm not gonna let Hollywood bend me over and fuck me, and then I sit there being like, oh god, fuck, that felt terrible. I don't want to be here anymore. Like, fuck that, bro. I'm who I am. If you don't like it, move the fuck on.
Yeah,
or
you're
watch
set.
It.
You're good. Yeah.
Or comment.
I was kidding.
No, you weren't.
Yes,
no, no, you're fine.
No,
I will fucking Suns fan you right here, right now.
Suns and four.
I'm from Phoenix.
He had a major beef. You give me a certain face.
Me?
Yeah.
Just because, is there a one nose hair coming out of this nostril?
There shouldn't be. There might be.
Because when I do this, I kind of feel it.
Oh, you're asking
100%,
me? Oh, yeah.
100%. No.
No, can I? Can I grab it?
Want to pull it?
Yes.
It's going to hurt.
Zoom
it's going to hurt like a motherfucker. Can you see it? No.
I got
it's
it.
It's not even the right nostril.
It must be nice to be white.
The right fucking
no, white people? Is
dog,
there one
you,
hair nose? I can't even fucking
no,
breathe
I'm,
properly.
This is
I
big.
My
because
shit.
There was a time in my life where I wasn't
look
able to grow pubes.
One.
Now hair is coming out of my nose.
Please look in this one.
Fuck
please,
you guys.
See that one?
Okay. Mom had to nair my mustache.
It's right there. It's right there.
Ow! No, I didn't do anything. Please.
You get that side. I get this side. Ow, fucker. You got my mustache.
Wait, I think I... Oh, now it's so long. I think I pulled it out even more.
You want me to get it out, bro? I can get that shit
sorry,
out like this.
Sorry.
You know, you do paper towels.
I'm sorry. What's
you just, go like this, grab a paper towel, and just rip that
I've
shit
derailed
out.
The show. I've derailed the
that
show.
That shit hurts.
Is the beef with what's his name?
You grabbed it though. Hey, you grabbed it though. Yeah.
Which one?
No, you say it.
Which beef?
The beef you were talking about with him.
Oh, I was just gonna bring up the Ludwig shit because that was an interesting. I know it is now, but that was an interesting learning experience too.
Well, nah, yeah, because, I just think because
let me say this to you really quick.
No, let me say this you real quick.
Fair enough.
That's right. Shh. So basically,
wait, I was really gonna say something. All right, go.
Well, I mean, like you know, when somebody's coming up, you know, in it's just like the people that have been doing this for so long, like.
So I just pulled up his YouTube channel. I've never heard of him.
Autoplays.
Ludwig?
Ludwig.
He's a big streamer.
I heard of him because you were chirping at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people. Well, I'm not going to throw shade. I don't know. I don't know him personally. I don't know. But all I'm going to say is his community is pretty big. You know?
You said he was a fan.
Not according to these views, Aiden.
Huh?
Not according to these views, Aiden.
He's not a YouTuber. He's a Twitch streamer. Yeah, he's not.
Now I'm fucked.
Yeah.
See you guys in my comments. Fuck.
But yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. We'll go down together, brother.
Nah, but anyways, like, it was just the Poggers community came at me type shit just like.
You got ratioed into the ground. And it was the first time that it happened. Let me explain. This is why I brought it up. Aiden is like one of the kings of like ratio. Like if you fuck with him on Twitter, he'll ratio your ass. Like he'll comment on your shit. It'll get way more engagement than your original post.
See, that sounds great to me. Why is that a bad thing?
No, that is a good.
No, watch.
That is a good thing to be able to ratio. Well, it's like on Twitter. By the way, this doesn't fucking matter. If you're watching this episode, you think being able to ratio someone fucking matters, you're a moron. But he's able to do it. No, it's right?
Cool. I got ratioed.
It's cool. Yeah.
What happened was he posted.
Oh, no.
And he got fucking. It was like one of Beast Boys, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of Mr. Beast Boys.
Is it Carl?
Yes.
That dude.
Yes.
Crazy moon right now. Yeah. You don't fuck with Carl, dude.
No.
Don't fuck
he's
with Carl.
He's in that class with like Dream, he's like in, all those. Class.
Is he a streamer as well?
YouTube, I think, right?
What does he do? What does he do? YouTube. Wait, and what did you do to make Carl upset?
No, he's just a part of the community I was coming at.
Yeah.
Oh, so they have like a squad.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, it's like a little army thing.
Yeah, they have a very pretty
big army. Very
this
strong,
is like gang banging on the internet.
They're like
right? I feel like it is. It's not?
I wouldn't say that. That's not how I would have worded it.
It just seems
it sounds
I mean,
like gangbanging to me. It's like if you come at somebody's territory, they'll like come after you, their crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you all fuck the same person. Fire.
Yeah, I got fucked.
Whoa. Yeah, you got fucked.
That's what gangbanging is.
I got fucked. But I did. I got fucked. I did.
Well, did you learn a lesson?
I did. Don't. Go for the Poggers community. They're crazy.
Poggers?
Yeah.
Poggers.
Oh, I thought you said the progress community.
For someone
I was like, this seems pretty lit.
For someone as ignorant as I am, what is
so
the Poggers?
So it's like a Twitch community where like all they spam in the chat is Poggers. Literally, that's it. That's you on their chat.
Can I be a part of the community just by doing
join
that?
Join my community, not them.
Oh,
well, you just said there's a stronger than
I have
so
to choose.
They are. They're stronger, but they've been doing this for 10 years.
I'm going to be a Pogger, bro.
Okay.
What are your fans called?
They're like the WL.
No, he's not saying what they're called. This is what they write. So anything you do in his world can be summed up by one of two letters. It's either a W or an L. It doesn't matter what it is. You can make a cheese sandwich.
Right.
You can make a bowl of mashed potatoes. You could be talking about you as a boyfriend, you as a creator. It's all summed
L
up by one of
two. W boyfriend.
Boyfriend. W mashed
Paul,
potatoes.
W Logan.
This is
Logan
cool.
Wall.
This is cool.
Yep.
Or Logan Law.
Or just a Pogger.
Or
an
Omegalol. I'll do both. I'll do both.
I feel like I'm so lost.
You're just old.
How do you think I feel?
You're an old person.
How do you think I feel?
Older.
I'm able to.
Older than him, probably.
I'm so lost.
But I keep up with it somehow.
You do.
When we do the three streams with me, Banks, and you, they're hilarious.
You're the coolest person.
Old guy.
That's old.
I know.
That's you.
I know that.
Nah, Cap, Milton is. Milton, dude, Milton still slays great jokes.
I think they're
hangs out with the crew.
I think they're in Milton's. Milton's
they're
like,
almost the same age, right?
Well, he's like 60.
That's I think they're
or
different 65, categories.
Or 65. So, but close, yes.
Milton, 65 years old.
How old did you think he was?
12.
I don't know.
56.
Yeah, with a hat on. With a hat on.
He's like 30. Why do you think I wear a hat?
Oh,
makes me 20.
All right, listen, dude, Aiden.
Sorry, had to text my
name. No, it's all
hey
good.
Man, what's
all
up
good.
With this? Do you have one for the hose, one for the trap phone?
You got two phones?
Yeah.
This call made you mad, huh? Like this is your business call. You could tell you throw it around.
I get pretty fucking pissed.
This is for his girlfriend.
Because the love.
That. Right?
The, oh, so, yeah, the red for the heart. I like
so
that.
We'll end on that shit joke.
We love you.
Yeah, thank you, Aiden, for coming on the podcast, joke. Man. No, for real, bro. It was great having you on Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world, as you know.
Number one. Wait. Like and subscribe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Good job, buddy.
And your Instagram socials, just Aiden Ross?
Yeah, Aiden Ross.
Easy work. Well, listen, guys, go ahead and follow Aiden. Thank you guys for listening to the number one podcast in the world, Impulsive. Like and subscribe because Aiden said so.
Like and sub. Go.
Let's go, baby. See you next time. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.